In the supplement, let's sing number 30, Sweet Adoration. I don't believe that very many are familiar with this song, so let's sing the soprano on the first verse, and then we'll go back and sing the song with all parts. Number 30. Sweet adoration flows from your children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion for the divine one who reigns in our hearts. Sweet adoration flows from your children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion for the divine one who reigns in our hearts. When I am troubled by heartaches and struggles, I come and adore you. You take me away from all worldly frustrations and endless temptations. All of my trials are lost in your love. Number 626. It is well with my soul. Number 626. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2 and then the chorus. And then we'll sing verses 3 and 4 a little faster in the chorus after verse 4. Do me so when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea say.
Next song is number 115 in the supplement. 115, Healing in Its Wings. Oh, Father, I do sin. Let me get that in my head here. Yeah. Oh, Father, I do sin. And heart breaks deep within. For you have sought me, yet I turn away from all your loving care. So often I do fall, yet you reach out. Up with
Sing the first and last verse only on this one. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay. Anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Next song will be from the supplement, number 141. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth verse on this one.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We worship him alone. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who is the great.
Number 682, new song. We'll sing the first, second, and third verse with the chorus after the third verse. Let's sing.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of praise we mortals sing. Praise. someday. When I am older, grown, my voice will not be strong. But if good seed for Jesus I have sown, with angels I belong. They sing in heaven a new song of Moses and the Lamb. The sweetest song that earth can ever boast was sung
will be number 452, number 452. We'll sing all verses of this song.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown,
I shall live with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. Deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun, to be a child of God each day, God each day. My light must shine along the way, I'll sing his praise. To help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Going down life's weary road, I'll try to live some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way.
Life's evening sun.
Setting sun.
Number 544, again in the big book.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light.
Souls to rescue.
Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
In the books, please turn to number 666. Number 666. And we'll do all three verses. Let's stretch our legs. If you want, would be standing. Let's sing number 666.
My precious Savior suffered pain and agony, He bore it all, that I might live. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free, all that I might in His presence live. He bore it all, that I might see His shining face. He bore it all, that I might live. I stood condemned to die, but Jesus took my place. All that I might in His presence live. They placed a crown of thorns upon my Savior's head. He bore it all that I might live. By cruel men with spear, His side was pierced and bled. All that I might in His presence live, He bore it all, that I might see His shining face. Freely bore it all, I with Him might live. I stood condemned to die, but Jesus took my place. All that I might in His presence live. Up Calvary's hill in shame the blessed Savior trod. He bore it all that I might live. Between two thieves they crucified the Son of God. All that I might in His presence live. He bore it all that I might see His shining face. Freely bore it all, I with Him might live. I stood condemned to die, but Jesus took my place. All that I might in His presence live.
Please be seated. Number 688. Number 688.
This is my wife's favorite song, so I got to sing this one when I get a chance. Number 688. And we'll sing all three verses.
As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I have a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful paradise valley by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. As I roam the hillside, or I list to the tide, as I pluck the sweet flowers that grow in the dale, a faint picture is there of a land bright and fair, where perennial flowers ne'er fail. Up in the beautiful paradise valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Though your garden is rare, it is not to compare with the flowers that bloom in the garden above. In the midst of it grows Sharon's perfect sweet rose, is the wonderful flower we love. Up in the beautiful paradise valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see.
Our first song will be number 660.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Next we'll sing number 664. He gave me a song. We'll sing the first and third verses, and then the chorus following the third verse. If you hear me switch over to bass in the chorus, don't be alarmed. I can't quite hit that note.
He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing.
In my heart joy bells ring.
He gave me a song,
a wonderful song. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with the chorus grand.
He gave me a song,
a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt.
Oh, praise his name.
Oh, praise his name.
He is my King.
Verses 1 and 3.
Know so me when I'm lost in darkness, light the way for me. My soul's in prison, give me liberty. When I stumble, lift me up to stand with thee. Grant me peace, and hope is my plea. I am blind and often lose my way, filled with sadness, terror, and dismay. In our Father's house, prepare a place for me. Let me dwell with the eternally. When my body's weak, and give me faith in thee. When I've lost my dear one's love, and comfort me. When my days have ended, take me home with thee. Grant me peace, and hope is my plea. I am blind and often lose my way, filled with sadness, terror, and dismay. In our Father's house, prepare a place for me. Let me dwell with the eternally.
Number 371, Christ's Love is All I Need. Sing the first and second verses of this song today.
Though dark and dreary be life's way, and burdens hard to bear, there's one whose love will never fail. My heart shall ne'er despair. My hope is stayed in him today, and he will safely lead to that sweet home beyond the sea. Christ's love is all I need. Christ's love is all I need each day. I know, Christ's precious love is all I need. He'll lead me safely on life's way. I know, Christ's precious, precious love is all I need. Though trials press on every side, and many snares there be, I look in simple faith to him who calmed the stormy sea. He is the shepherd kind and true. His sheep he'll ever feed. This cheers me on and makes me strong. Christ's love is all I need. Christ's love is all I need each day. I know, Christ's precious love is all I need. He'll lead me safely on life's way. I know, Christ's precious, precious love is all I need.
Please turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 17. Thank you, Jay, for organizing this study, and thank you to the men that have led us in our period of worship today. Our scriptures teach us that we teach one another in songs, and we certainly have been edified today as we've praised our God and thought about the grandeur that he is before us. You know, as we think about why it is that we are here upon earth, anytime that we come together, we try to give an opportunity for anyone who recognizes that they stand outside of Christ or as a child of God, they're not living as they ought to. And we want to, at the end of our services today, just offer a brief scripture reading and consider what it tells us that might encourage us in that direction. In Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul had gone to the city of Athens, and we see a situation that's unique in some respects in the book of Acts, in the fact that he is questioned by some non-Jewish, some Gentile philosophers. And they want to know what he's been teaching. And I want us to just look at a little bit of what is recorded beginning in verse 22 of Acts chapter 17. It says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, 'Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with the inscription, "To an unknown God." Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." Notice verse 27. "So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." You know, I want us to think a little bit about this, because in this particular situation, Paul was not dealing with those that had no belief in God. Quite the contrary, they probably believed in a multitude of gods. And yet he draws upon that fact and his observation of a temple or a shrine of some sort that had been dedicated to an unknown God, to try to explain to them not one God out of many, but the one true God that lives, the one who made all things, made heaven and earth, who made human beings. But I call to your attention what is said in verse 27, because as all of us wrestle sometimes with trying to think about what's this all about, why are we here, what's the purpose, what's the meaning of life, you know, in a nutshell, verse 27 tells us what it's all about. God created us. God put us when and where we were born and where we live. Verse 27, so that we should seek the Lord in the hope that we might grope for him and find him. It is our purpose here upon earth to reach out to God. If we go through our life never acknowledging that and never realizing that, we are failing to recognize the very purpose of our creation. We're failing to recognize the very design and creation that exists all around us. But I want you to notice as well that he adds to that the fact. He wants us to reach out, to grope for Him and find Him, though He's not far from each one of us. You know, it's the God that created us surrounds us. The God that created us, in Him we live and move and have our being, Scripture would tell us. We need to recognize it's not that we've got to go to a different planet. It's not that we have to ascend to a mountain or go down into the depths of the sea. He is near us if we will only put our faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates us from God and be baptized into Christ. We are added to His body. We are in fellowship with Him. If you've never done that, all things are ready and prepared. We invite you to come while we stand and sing.
There's a line that is drawn. I reject the Lord.
Be lost, no, you can't.